Donald Trump, Democrats the Anti-Israel Party and Anti-Jewish Party. By Charlie Spiering on March 8, 2019. President Donald Trump criticized Democrats for failing to condemn Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, for anti-Semitic comments on Friday, calling them the Anti-Israel Party. "They've become an anti-Israel party, they have become an anti-Jewish party. And that's too bad," Trump said about the Democrat Party. The president commented on the controversy as he left the White House to tour tornado damage in Alabama and Georgia. Trump called the anti-hate resolution passed by the House a disgrace after critics described it as an attempt to mask Omar's anti-Semitic comments. "I thought that vote was a disgrace, and so does everybody else. If you get an honest answer from politicians, they thought it was a disgrace," he said. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, described the vote in a statement on Thursday as a sham put forward by Democrats to avoid condemning one of their own and denouncing vile anti-Semitism. She was one of 23 Republican members to vote against it. Representative Ted Deutsch, DFL, also criticized the vote. "It feels like we're only able to call the use of anti-Semitic language by any colleague of ours if we're addressing all forms of hatred. And it feels like we can't say it's anti-Semitism unless everyone agrees that it's anti-Semitism," he said on the House floor on Thursday.